Man, we're pumped up to be back. We appreciate you guys joining us. Today, man, we're talking about how the Thunder went from really kind of the laughingstock of the NBA to one of the teams that every fan base is jealous of, bro.
All right. Back up here. Laughingstock of the NBA. I hate even saying that because, like, here's the reality is, when did we finish in the bottom two teams in the NBA?
Well, we won 20 games minimum, 22 yeah. games minimum pretty much every year, even with a Correct. Shortened season. But so many people were geared up for us to be bad that they didn't notice. So they just kept talking about us like we were one of the worst teams. In fact, now they have this like revisionist history where they can't even remember that we were in the playoffs with Chris Paul just 3 years ago.
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy about this is that 3 years ago, we were sitting there with Chris Paul, Dennis Schroeder. We had a good court there. We had Shea starting as well. The three best guards at that time, which I would consider three best guard lineup in the NBA at that time. We finished fifth in the NBA in the West that year. And I felt really good about that team. It was incredibly fun, exciting, hoops to watch. It wasn't a selfish basketball, ISO basketball that we were used to watching with KD and Russ, or Russ and PG-13. So it was fun to see that, right? And after that year, we all braced for it. You know, we all braced for the tank, as they would say, coming forward. And Mark and I watched it, and we were like, okay, what's going to happen with this? Because we didn't feel like this was going to be a tank. You know,
not in the traditional sense.
Yeah, like you can't say what Sam Presti has done is tanking. I'm sorry, you just can't. You can say equivalently he has rebuilt the Thunder in mm-hmm. 2 years. And if you think about that, okay, a tank job, right, takes multiple years. And this is something we've talked about a lot. You're going to spend multiple years, you know, selling your draft picks that you just picked up that aren't good enough. We saw the, you know, 76ers do it. And other teams do it that they just suck for so many years just because they want to get a good core of guys out there. Sam Presti didn't have to do that. And even more so, think about this, is he has Chet with our own pick, mm-hmm. Josh Giddey with our own pick, right?
Right.
So
right.
The core of who we are was done with our own picks. You know, yes, we have other guys in there like Jang and J-Dub that came from crafty trades that Sam Presti did, but this goes back to exactly what we've been talking about all along is when Sam Presti made that trade for Shea, right? Because mm-hmm. we can say it the other way around. He traded PG-13 out. But when he made the trade for Shea, Shea got mad. Shea got upset, not because he's going to Oklahoma City, because he already felt like he was better than PG-13. So that's the culture that you were bringing into the Oklahoma City Thunder right away. So mm-hmm. anytime that you would say tank around Shea or anybody in the organization, they had this adverse reaction mm-hmm. to it because they knew what was happening in Oklahoma City wasn't a tank job. Right. They were just upset because nobody else could see it.
Right. Well, and 2 years where you don't win games in the teens or even single digits like we were projected to, right, really comes down to giving young players opportunities. Well, that's where the improvement came. But we needed to have those vets to steady the ship as things went along. That was George Hill, Al Horford, Mike Muscala, Kenrich Williams. Now we have Saric out there. Like, having good veterans that help steady the ship is really important. One of the things I heard Damian Lillard talking to J.J. Redick on his podcast about was when he came into the league, he had vets, true vets that he could lean on, and the NBA was riddled with vets. Now there's a lot less vets in the league, a lot more young players who have a lot of talent that they're not sure how to apply. And having veterans there to help you understand how to be a professional at your job, that's such an important part when you're building a young team. So, like, if I was in a situation where I was advising a general manager in the NBA, and I understand how ridiculous this sounds, but about what it actually means to go through a rebuild the Sam Presti way, right? A lot of people might think, well, number one, be as bad as you can, right? And get as good of a draft pick as you can is the most important thing. But the reality is you want to compete, honestly, for 82 games, 48 minutes per game, every game. It doesn't mean you will. We'll have games like you had against the Grizzlies where you lost by 70 or whatever. You'll have games where, like in the second half of the season, where after the All-Star break, you're not competing for a playoff spot. So you lean into things like player development. Now, people can call that tanking, but the difference is tanking, the players who get a lot of those experiences end up getting traded away, and then younger players get thrown into the same thing. what we saw with the Thunder is those end of season experiences over the last 2 years where the team wasn't competing for a playoff spot. Josh Giddey, Shea, one of the two or both were sitting down. Those guys who played, those experiences are paying off today. We're seeing it happen with having the ability to go 12, 13, 14 deep. And a lot of people are struggling. A lot of other teams are struggling to have depth. We have an abundance of it. And, bro, that's not even mentioning a guy like Poku coming back, Chet on his way back. Once we get full strength, we're gonna have an abundance of young players who have experience. So if you want to talk about what Sam Presti did, he was realistic when we were out of the playoff race. He gave young players opportunities, but they weren't wasted. They were opportunities to build on young talent, and that's the key.
Yeah, the first thing Sam Presti did when he started this whole rebuild stage was he traded off Chris Paul, right? And then he started making some other moves here and there, right? Mm-hmm. But the real big first move he did was hire Coach D as the head coach. That was the big first move of the rebuild. That was the signing of the line and saying, we're going to start over again, because it's a very important thing to do. We watched it last time when 2008 came around and we got rid of whatever old ass coach we had and we gave it to Scotty Brooks. You know, it was like actually a few games into the season that we did that. So, you know, we've seen it happen before, but when you're transitioning from a veteran team to a young team, you need to have a young coach to grow with. You need to have a young staff to make you better, because when you have a passion and desire that matches the players, right? And that's what happens with these guys in their 30s and coaches in their 30s. They have this passion that they're coaching with. They're able to relate with those younger kids, younger guys. And they're able to teach them at a much quicker rate. It's like having veterans in the locker room at all times with these guys. So what Oklahoma City Thunder did was they got really young in the coaching staff. They got young men and coaches that were going to be able to relate to the players and get them producing at the high level. They worked with Shea. They worked with all these other guys to understand exactly what they needed in that coaching locker room and in the locker room. And it's really impressive to me is because when you're rebuilding and doing things properly, that's the first step you have to make. That's the first step you have to take, right? Everything else is building onto that foundation. And Sam Presti knew that. So when you're getting the coaching staff and the right coaches in there, and then all of a sudden you're developing the players, it shouldn't be a shocker to the rest of the NBA that the Thunder are taking J-Dub and turning him to one of the greatest rookies that we've seen in a very long time. It's no surprise that Shea's turning into one of the better players and having one of the best seasons as a 24-year-old that has ever played the game. It's not a surprise to people. This shouldn't be a surprise to people, because what's happening in Oklahoma City isn't normal. It isn't normal because what Sam Presti has built for this Thunder team and having Coach D there to connect the dots for the players, to be that, I don't know, that priest of sorts, to be that contour between God, right, and man. So that's who Sam Presti, or that's who Coach D is. He's that person that's that priest there. He's able to direct the traffic and get these people on these guys on course. Like, we have built a temple here in the Oklahoma City Thunder organization, and that temple is only going to thrive, guys.
Absolutely, man. And when you look at it, a lot of people would say talent is the most important element that you inject into your temple, if you will, right? But the reality is they get confused, right? Okay, I like what you're saying, Hart, right there. But listen, they get confused. There's a difference between high draft picks and talent. Now, a lot of times, they go hand in hand. So often, you'll look at like the number one pick will be the best player in a draft. But a lot of times, they aren't. You look at a player like Steph. You look at a player like Russ. You look at a player like James Harden. These weren't number one picks, consensus guys. And they all competed at the highest level for their draft class. Even KD wasn't. So
that's right.
I guess for my point, really what I'm saying is, if you have the structure, right, and if you inject talent, no matter where it's picked, our highest pick that's been playing is Josh Giddey at number 6. It doesn't matter. You don't need number 1. You don't need number 2. You don't need number 3. Like, those things help, and it will help our overall ceiling when Chet shows up. But the reality is, if you want to get back in contention, talent is more important than draft picks. But talent that's willing to work hard is what you can build your entire fucking organization around. It's why Shea's been the star he is. It's why J-Dub has a chance to be the star that he does. It's why Aaron Wiggins is the fucking star that he is in his role. It's why we look at this team and we go down the list, J-Will, Saric, these guys, it's a character, right? It's an element of playing hard and doing your job at the highest fucking level. It's infectious. And once people have it, you see, like somebody said, every single game we go and play, we see a former Thunder player somewhere else. That's because Thunder players are coveted for their work ethic, and we see another young generation who's executing what we're best known for.
Man, and it's so powerful, because if you look at the organization and you look at the people around the organization, and that's the city, that's the fans around the world, you start understanding why Sam Presti picked these young men. I mean, think about it. Australia, man, some of the greatest and most intelligent people on the face of this planet, bro. I mean, seriously, their basketball knowledge, guys, and I've been blown away by their basketball knowledge for a while now, but basketball's still a young sport in their country. And they're like, they understand the game in such a beautiful way. Like, it's incredible having Josh Giddey on this path with us. It's incredible having Poku on this path with us, and having Lindy Waters, who is a native, and he's able to support this culture that's happened in Oklahoma City. I mean, he's from Oklahoma, guys. This is incredible, man. We could go down the list in Canada and what is happening in Oklahoma, what's happening in Oklahoma City. But Jay Will, the fact that he has come from a Vietnamese background is truly spectacular, man. And I cannot say enough. Having a global having a global worldwide uniform as far as this Oklahoma City Thunder team is exactly what we've been talking about. Is why Sam Presti is so next level, is because he understands that. He understands that you can't be a dynasty without having a global impact. And that is why we have these guys from everywhere, all around the country, all around the world, touching every single place, because this is where it comes from. It's the heart, guys. If you want to have a dynasty, if you want to have a team that's going to dominate, you have to have passion, you have to have heart, and you have to have people that know what the fuck is going on. And that is why the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to continue doing what they're doing, Mark. I mean, there's no other way of explaining it. When you look at the next 20 years and you say the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to make the Western Conference Finals X amount of times, that's the thing about it, guys. You can't look at the future and say the Oklahoma City Thunder aren't going to make the Western Conference Finals at least seven times in the next 20 years. I mean, think about that, guys. Think about how much basketball that means we're going to be able to watch. Think about how many wins we're going to be able to absorb. Think about this, guys. This is the most powerful thing that we're ever going to be able to do right here, is watch this team mature and become excellent.
We've heard Sam Presti say it so many times, bro. Hard work conquers all. That's the state motto in Oklahoma. That's the team motto. And that's really what we've seen happen. Yo, we appreciate you guys